and did not return until his daughter became married and had a son. He would have told many wondrous stories for sure. And how could he not, having lived in the distant lands for so long? Everything must have been different there, different people, different tongues, no Christian churches. But he did not come. The guests were treated to moonshine with raisins and plums, and a considerable loaf of bread. The musicians got to work on the underside of the loaf, where the hosts baked in the silver and kept at it, having set aside their cymbals, violins, and tambourines. In the meantime, the ladies and young girls wiped their faces with embroidered napkins and stepped away from their tables, while the fellows strolled around with hands on their hips, gazing around proudly, ready to sweep away a dance partner at any moment. The old captain brought out two sacred icons to bless the newlyweds. He obtained these icons from an honored hermit, old Bartholomew. They did not have a fancy setting, nor shining silver or gold, but no dark power could touch anyone who kept them at his house. The captain raised the icons up high and was just about to say a brief prayer when children playing in the yard suddenly became frightened and started screaming. People staggered back and started pointing at a Cossack standing in the middle of the crowd. No one knew who he was, but he had already done his share of fine dancing and kept those around him well entertained. But when the captain lifted the icons, his entire face suddenly changed. His nose grew bigger and tipped off to one side. His eyes from brown turned green. His lips turned blue. His chin shook and grew sharper, like the tip of a lance. A fang protruded from his mouth. A hump grew out of his back. And the Cossack turned into an old man. "It's him! It's him!" the guests shouted, clinging to one another. "The sorcerer is back!" mothers screamed, snatching up their children. The captain stepped forth majestically and solemnly said in a loud voice, holding out the icons, "Begone, Satan's spawn! You are not wanted here!" The strange old man clacked his teeth like a wolf and vanished. Gossip moved and rustled through the crowd like the sea on a windy day. "Who is this sorcerer?" the young and experienced people asked. "There is trouble coming," the old ones said, shaking their heads. Everywhere across the captain's wide yard, people started gathering into small groups to tell stories about the wondrous sorcerer. But everyone said something different about him, and no one could say anything for certain. A barrel of honeymead was rolled out, followed by many buckets of Greek wine. Everyone cheered up again. The musicians started playing. Girls, women, and fun-loving Cossacks in their bright coats rushed into a dance. 90- and 100-year-old elders, having had a few wine cups here and there, joined in, trying to relive the years gone by. They partied until late evening, and danced the way no one does any more. Some guests left, but only a few. Many remained in the captain's wide yard for the night. Even more Cossacks passed out, uninvited, under the benches, on the floor, near the horses, in the stables, or wherever else their Cossack heads happened to settle. The entire Kiev sprawled out and snored. 2. Quiet light filled the entire world as the moon rose from behind the mountain. It covered the mountainous bank of the Dnieper as if with fine snow-white Damascus silk, and the shadows receded back into the pines. An oaken boat sailed down the middle of the river. Two young fellows sat in the front, their black Cossack hats tipped rakishly, water spraying from their oars in every direction, like sparks from a flint. Why weren't the Cossacks singing?